Queen Latifah is on the phone this morning. Hey, Queen Latifah, what's going on?
Everything is beautiful, Captain, my captain.
Ice Age, you're in Ice Age Collision Course. Hey, Queen Latifah, how funny is this movie? Because we could all use a really good laugh right now with so much sadness and anger these days.
You know what? I actually think it's the perfect movie to go see just because of that reason. You know, it's funny. It's lighthearted. Of course, it's dangerous. The world may end. But that's what happens on every Ice Age movie. And the Scrat thing is there who starts it all off trying to get the acorn. But I think it'd be a great movie for people to go out, you know, as a family or just friends. And just kind of leave all the thoughts behind out there in the world. Just kind of enjoy it for a couple of hours. It takes you to another planet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. And you're right.
Definitely
you're right.
Something that kids can watch and adults can watch as well.
All
so
this hate.
Everybody has a little piece to follow along.
All this hate that's
yeah,
in the world right now.
It is
so crazy. And racism is really showing its ugly head right now, huh? It seems like racism has got license right now. It's just a remarkable time. What's your role in Ice Age?
I play Aunt Ellie, of course. So Ellie the Woolly Mammoth, who's the wife of Manny, played by Ray Romano. And our daughter Peaches is voiced by Kiki Shepherd. Kiki Palmer.
That's Showtime at the Apollo.
And yeah, that's a big difference. Let me see Kiki Shepherd.
That's your girl Sherry Shepherd. Who always says that Queen Latifah beat her out on a lot of roles that she was up for.
I was supposed to play Queen Latifah.
I know. And she would have definitely beat me out of a lot of money as she played that role. I know. That was crazy.
You were amazing in the VH1 honors when they honored you.
I loved your speech.
Your speech was just out of this world, Latifah.
Thank you. I'm going to have to watch it. I don't really know what I said because... I was working and producing it and also working down here in New Orleans,
yeah.
You know, shooting this movie, Girl Trip. So I kind of just flew in that day and I thought about different things and it was a lot going on in the world just that week.
Right.
Especially as it pertains to race and people getting shot and protesting and elections and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I didn't really get a chance to write a speech. So I had to remember what meant, you know, people meant something to me and just try to do the best I could. But, you know, whenever I have an opportunity to speak to that, potentially that many people, it just becomes important to leave them with a little jewel, you know?
But you brought out all the ladies of hip hop. That was so wonderful that you honored all the ladies that we know. They were up there with you. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. And it was so many that you didn't even get to see. Like, Roxanne Shanté was there. I didn't get to see her. Otherwise, I would have specifically shouted her out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Hurricane G, all these other rappers that were there was kind of coming up to me and, you know, thanking me for being there. And, of course, everyone that was on the stage definitely was happy about it. I still hear from them. About that and other future projects, which is a great thing to get out of it for me.
Yeah.
Because I see a bigger vision of it all, you know, of what it could be and how we should be out there, you know?
Yeah. Queen Latifah, one last thing. The people are having such a hard time with the whole idea of Black Lives Matters. Why do you think that is?
I'm sorry, they're having a problem with what?
People are having a hard time with the idea that Black Lives Matter.
Well, it depends on who those people are, you know. If they're Black and they're confused about Black Lives Matter, then they definitely need to look inside of themselves and make sure that they're not hating their very own, hating their very own self. Because we have to, of course, honor ourselves before we can expect anyone else to. Although we must demand that other people of other races and or different mm-hmm. colors, rather, we're all human, look at us as we should be and treat it with respect. And our kids deserve to go to great schools and grow up and graduate and not be, you know, shot by police officers at will or so quickly, or, you know, that's the first thing that they think when they are dealing with one of our people. So it's something that, to me, has to change systemically. It has to change from the top down. It can't just be, you know, we protest and we make noise, but what changes? That's what I'm looking for. And in order for it to change, it's got to change from the top.
I say one of the steps we do is to put make UNITY a ringtone.
Yeah.
We start there.
Definitely make it a ringtone and maybe calm a little bit of us down and allow other people a platform to just get on the same page. I think there's a lot of people that want to get on the same page with this thing, you know, and then we got such a heated presidential race that has been used big time to divide a lot of us, divide us as a nation and put, do a lot of fear-mongering to make us think, you know, if you don't do this, then the world will come to an end, or, you know, someone is going to completely change your way of living for the worse.
All right.
If you vote for that other person. And, you know, this is stuff that I read in books. This is stuff that I've seen growing up. It's nothing new. But we can't stand for it because we've seen it before. We just have to fight even harder to make sure that it's eradicated. But I'll tell you, it's a really good thing happening in our country with the fact that, you know, just the fact that we're talking about this stuff.
That's true.
It's an American spring. It ain't, you know, they had the Arab spring. It's like an American spring. We could actually make some real change in this country.
Teach Queen Latifah. Ice Age Collision Course in theaters now.